Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
He's back in the studio for a Tuesday, Husey Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday.
Hey, Husey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, FIFA. I'm pumped to be here. We all look like, we all sound like we're in a great mood. What's happening?
Fired up. I'm excited. It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesdays are generally a day we're happy.
It's tradeoke, man. It's one of our favourite days.
Well, of course it is. I mean, every day's a favourite for you. Like your kids, mate. It's hard to pick a favourite, isn't it?
No, it's not. Toby.
Oh, well. Easy. I'm not going to lie. It's not real, actually. I'm not happy. It's freezing. Tuesday, but I thought it was the end of the week. Why is this week going so long already?
It is horrendous. The weather is disgusting.
It is. What's going on? Global warming.
6 degrees this morning.
We just had that. Is that conference worked already? Has it?
Yeah, it has. Greta, all over it.
God, Joe Biden asleep has solved world bloody global warming, hasn't he? Just threw that power nap he had.
No.
Hey, bro, you look so fresh. I've got word that you had a little bit of surgery on your face yesterday. Did you?
Did you?
Went to surgery 11:30.
On my face, mate.
Yeah, a little bit of both look fresh around your eyes.
I had surgery on my leg.
You did not.
I did. I'm right now. Look, I've pulled out my
titanium plate, Conor McGregor style.
I can't even get up.
Is this from all the running?
Well, no. I had a little skin cancer taken off my right calf, and now I can't run for a month. Yes, I actually tried. I had to use it as an excuse for not cooking last night where my wife said, you haven't prepared dinner again. And I said, I had a major operation today, honey. A major operation.
I heard it took 3 minutes, but you sat in the waiting room in your jocks for about 45 minutes.
Well, that's true. But I told my wife that I had a general anaesthetic. She didn't believe me. I said I had a general anaesthetic and I started hopping around the lounge room. And you know what she did? Because that's what this is, passive aggressive. She deliberately burnt herself
deliberately.
I believe she deliberately burnt herself.
That's cooking dinner.
Yeah, cooking dinner. She deliberately burnt herself. She grabbed onto the part of a wok, which is still hot.
Oh, gee. You don't grab any part that's not wood.
Exactly.
I reckon on a wok. The handle. So just go the handle.
So she's spending half an hour with her hand under the tap, and then I had to take over dinner. In my situation,
that's an issue, bro.
Did you get a general?
No, I didn't get a
general. No, of course he didn't.
He just had a couple injections around his eyes.
Took a couple of minutes.
His eyes are popping.
No, I had an injection into my calf, and I was going. Do you know when you get an injection?
Yes.
It's like the pain killing injection is the worst thing about it because it hurts a lot.
It does. It stings a little bit.
No, heaps, and it went on and on. I'm going. I've run out of breath. The guy said that I have to stop breathing like that or I'm going to hyperventilate. That's what he said to me.
Oh, wow.
It hurts, mate. Stop it.
What are you going to do with no running? Are you going to hop on the pushy?
I don't.
Get on the pushy. Boxing, get in the BMX gang with me.
I don't think I can. I think
boxing's good. Because if you've got a sore leg, you can also sit down on the Swiss ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Good for your core when you punch.
Look at Fairbies.
What about swimming?
Yeah,
swimming. But he's old, and he'll wrinkle up.
No, I'm happy to wrinkle up, mate. I'm happy to wrinkle up. Can't get any more wrinkled. But will I get an infected leg though? I'm not showering for a few days. You've got to remember that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I don't want to get it wet.
But did that put plastic bag
over?
I know. I'm just going to not shower. That's fine.
Hey, mate, we're doing something really big on this show. This is our opener.
Husey, it's been a really tough few years for parents. Husey's looking concerned.
Yeah, no.
Don't be concerned, man. You're not showering for a week.
Because we're worried that lots of kids this Christmas will go without presents.
Yes.
Because obviously people have lost jobs.
Yep.
People are struggling to pay bills. And we thought, you know what, the people who shouldn't suffer at Christmas time are kids. Because a kid waking up on Christmas morning without a brand new present under the tree is heartbreaking. So we are on a mission to make sure every kid in Melbourne gets that present.
We are on a mission, Husey, and we've raised a little bit of money. Our goal's 100 grand, and I think we're at 13 at the moment. So we need a little kickstart.
How much
and I know that you donated... $10,000 to Carrie and Tommy for their little, or was it $8,000?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was eight, I think it was $8,000 you donated.
Geez, he's doing all right.
And you are Melbourne. This is Melbourne. You are the man of the people.
I am.
So I'm at least thinking 10 plus.
No, well, let's can we negotiate? No.
Quickly, I've never heard Hughie as quiet as, how much you want? How much you want?
Mate, you're rich. You bought the house blocks.
It is tax deductible.
It's tax deductible.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
What are you up to?
We're up to 13,000. Double it.
No, I'll get you to 20.
Oh, there we go.
Easy.
But that's not
that's
as much
so
as you carry and Tommy, though.
Oh, 21.
So 8,000.
Yes.
Mate, you're a hero.
What
well
a
done, Hughie.
That is beautiful.
I'll give you 10,000. It's tax deductible, isn't it?
Definitely
tax deductible.
Hughie, maybe ask how much they've donated.
Yeah, I imagine not much.
I tried to donate last night,
is it
but
tax
the card
deductible?
Didn't work. So.
It's tax deductible.
It's tax deductible. All right, no, $10,000.
$10,000! Hughie!
But I want it mentioned every half hour.
Hughie's donation,
so
weather traffic.
Is that so you can say it's a work expense?
Yes.
So generous, so
legend.
Wonderful. What a man, Hughie. And if you do want to donate, get to fox.com.au and go to the donate now button and get involved. Thank you, Hughie.
Yeah,
thank
you. You've got to make a news story, doesn't it?
Yes.
100%. Do you know what I think about that? Mm-hmm. We all work at the same company, so we need new managers, man.
No, mate. I don't party, Alex. Man. I don't party.
Neither do I.
Well, you're having the part.
101.9 The Fox.
And how wonderful in terms of a segue to go from the wonderful voice of Amy Winehouse to talk about another amazing voice, another British songstress, Adele. And Adele is just everywhere at the moment. She's released her new album. We know she's got an interview with Oprah coming up. She's on the cover of all the magazines. She's opening up because she sort of goes quiet for a few years, doesn't do interviews.
That's
you
great.
Don't see her, isn't it? And then she comes out with a bang. And I just
such
love Adele so much. When I went to see her when she was here in town.
Oh, did you, mate? No, hold on.
Everyone went to see her. He thinks that's name dropping. But
sorry.
I just went to a concert. I didn't meet her. To a concert.
My back is so sore. I picked up too many names today.
And you've got to understand, there's so many just names on the floor. We're slipping around.
Okay. I actually went to the concert with Fev's mum, Kazza.
Yeah, did.
Did I drop that name? And your brother, Jason.
And she loved it that much. She smoke bombed.
Well, I had to leave before the end because I wasn't going to get stuck in gridlock.
The big songs.
No, I did. I stayed. I always have to leave, but I'm not getting caught up in that crush.
Traffic.
Once I left a Coldplay concert and it took me 3 hours to get out of the car park. I can't do it.
My brother said that.
My brother texts me and goes, Adele's about to sing her three bangers and Feast just left.
I get most of them. I can't do the car park. But anyway, Adele... She's so brilliant and she's so funny and she's such a warm person and she has done her one night only special that is not televised yet. That'll
when's
be televised.
That aired? I think it's there soon.
Yeah, and it was recorded last month at the Griffith Observatory in LA.
There you go.
What has come out though is she did an amazing epic surprise. So a punter, just a guy who wanted to propose to his girlfriend. How's this? I've seen the video. We'll play the audio. She is walked into the stadium and you've got all these famous people like Melissa McCarthy's in the front and she's getting all emotional watching this. This girl has got headphones on. She's got a blindfold. She thinks she's just going out, I don't know, for dinner. She has no idea she's been walked into a stadium that's jam-packed because it's all dark.
Wow.
He takes off the blindfold.
Did he say hello from the other side?
No, he didn't. He took her blindfold off and... She doesn't know because it's dark who's there or what's about to happen. But picture this as he proposes and then I'll have to paint the picture. Adele is just standing there and sings a song to her.
I need every single person to be really bloody quiet, all right? Let's turn the lights down. If you make a noise, I'm going to kill you. Right, turn the lights down, turn the lights down.
What are we doing, Quentin?
All right, listen.
Okay.
You take the blindfold off, okay? Babe, look at me.
Oh my God.
Look at me. Will you marry me, little Ashley?
Oh, in real
life. In real life.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank God you said yes, because I didn't know who I was going to have to sing this song to next. You or him. Oh my God. Oh, that was lovely. A little cry. Okay. Oh. Right, here we go. This is for you too.
What a moment.
I want to hear her sing.
And that, and but you know what? And I'm sure he was confident. You'd be confident that your partner was going to say yes, because there is so much on that.
Mm.
If she said no.
If that was me, I'd say no. Just to see the reaction.
Of course you would.
100%. And that'd be even funnier.
Yes.
But then go, douchebag.
I've never heard quite a discrepancy in talking voice versus singing voice.
Oh, no. David Beckham.
But I honestly thought, I go, why are we playing a scene from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels? Hold on, that's Adele.
That's her voice. She's so
the
brilliant.
Best.
But I imagine, and that was a beautiful celebration, and she said yes. But I'm sure there are times when there is a big build up and there's a no. And that's what we want to ask. 13, 10, 60.
Got one?
Yeah. No, no, no. Well, we may not get any calls, but did they say no? Now, maybe it's too raw if this actually happened to you, but you witnessed it. Like, you know, this happens at restaurants or, you know, I don't know, Fed Square. You've got a big
audience. I made sure Schnooksy was drunk.
So you just knew you'd
get a
yes. Yeah,
I knew she'd say yes.
Did you get a no? Or did you see someone get a no?
Like, even I love seeing like kiss cams at American sporting events. It zooms in on a couple, go for the kiss, and the bloke goes, nah, he'll play it up. And you know he's going to get in so much trouble later.
I was in the States one day, off topic a bit, but I was in the States and I was watching the ice hockey and they did the kiss cam. And it was this really hot, like older lady and then a guy who was about sort of my age, about 20, 23 at the time. And she's looked and she's like, that's my son.
Oh, so she couldn't kiss
and
him.
And then they couldn't kiss him. And then they went back to a couple others. And then they went back. Oh. They kept going back to him.
Yeah, no. Not
and then she kissed him on the cheek and everyone roared. But, man, that kiss cam's the best.
Yes, and very off topic. So back to have you said
back
no? Because I've got a girlfriend that said she did say no before he got
Is
there,
this
though. No, 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 no.
Don't even think about it.
Don't even think about it. Yeah,
it was you.
It wasn't me.
What'd you say?
No, so my girlfriend, he'd taken her to a restaurant and it was middle of the day.
Francois?
And he, no, I think it was somewhere near the, but maybe St Kilda, it was with the beach, so an ocean
Esplanade,
view.
Esplanade, beautiful.
And he started creeping towards it and she just stopped it before it got there. She just went, no, don't do it.
But then you
don't
just would have said, I wasn't.
Well, I think it took the wind out of his sails. But see, you can sort of see it come. But,
hey, babe, on the way home, we've got to go to Cash Converters. That's something I've got to get rid of.
Maybe you know someone who said the yes because there were people around. Because there's that one too where you just go, I've got to say yes because his family or friends are around. And then afterwards the it's like, I didn't want to embarrass
I've
you.
I've been nulled it already.
But it's definitely a no.
How do you do that, by the way? I assume you just don't slide into Adele's DMs and say, I want to propose.
Management, maybe.
I think it would be. Unless they're somehow friends, but we didn't realise they were.
It'd be management. And they'd send an email and they'll go, hey, Adele, this looks like a great story.
Yeah.
You're good for your one night only. Bang. What do you
Beautiful
think?
Beautiful moment.
Oh, wow. This would be huge.
But see, and luckily she
Talk
said
about
yes.
It on 57, Nick.
Sometimes we've said on 13 10 60, call us if you've had a no or you've seen a no or you got the no, you got the yet, the fake yes, and then afterwards, after the night, you got the no.
I'd love to know. You know, with weddings when they go, I do, and then does anyone else
That's
in the
great.
Room? I'd love to have someone just go. I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Not that I disagree with it, but I just want to see the reaction.
It's such a good area that.
Yeah.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
That is a really good area. I really like it too.
I'm not allowed to say what.
No. Go for it. Joanne in Warrandyte. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Fifi. How you going? Hi, Viv. Love your show.
G'day,
love
mate.
Your show. Yes. How are you?
We're
great
good,
fan.
Jo.
Yes.
Legend.
Now, you took me down memory lane so far when you said about the no.
Yeah.
My now partner, at the time, he asked me to marry him after 4 years of living together. And I said, no, no. What would we want to do something stupid like that for? Anyway, so to cut a long story short, he got down on his knees and said, I beg you, come on, come on. And so, of course, I said yes. And now, of course, this makes me sound old. 33 years later, we're still happily married with 3 gorgeous kids and 2 beautiful grandchildren. So lucky I said yes, I guess, in the long run.
Joe, you're a superstar. So, do you actually really sometimes lay there when you look at him and he's slopping on the couch, goes, geez, I wish I just had walked out?
Oh,
oh my God, was that beer belly?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's all right.
Oh, we love
61,
him.
61, he's in great shape.
Oh, good on him. Well done, Joe.
Very proud of him. Yes,
beautiful
yes.
story. Well, Joanne, that's a great example of a no turning into a wonderful fairy tale story and a beautiful life you've got there, Joanne. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. And you guys have a lovely rest of the show.
Oh, we will now. You've given us a spring in our step, Joanne. Thank you for that. Julie in Frankston. Hi, Julie.
Hello. First of all, I've got to say hi to Jason, Pam's brother, because he's I went to school with him.
Oh, good old Jace. He tortured me,
but made me laugh. Yeah. Let's just say
how
that.
How did he torture you?
He tortured me just because we're good mates.
Yeah. He's a bully.
He's a funny person.
I try to make him be nicer.
Good luck with it. So I was proposed to at Sky High in the Mount Daddy Dom.
Yes, beautiful.
There was so many people around. It was like perfect setting. There was so many people. And my now ex-husband went down on his knee, proposed, and an immediate reaction was like, I knocked his knee. So I was like, what are you doing? And anyway, out of like, peer pressure from everybody around that I had no idea who they were, I said, yes, okay. And didn't even know I walked down the aisle and it ended up in divorce, which is actually great. We've got a beautiful new partner.
So you said that Jason? Was like a peer pressure, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's from people I don't even know.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's actually a good tactic if you're not sure whether your partner's going to say yes. Having a crowd.
I'd wait a bit longer. Is that a good tactic?
This will trick them into it.
Peer pressure. That's not a good tactic. Yeah.
Well
done, terribly.
Jules. Good story, though.
Good tactic.
Julie, great
because you know
story.
In your stomach, don't you? You just know. Like, obviously, Jules knew.
I've never known.
You never known?
No.
That guy that was at the restaurant the water?
No, that wasn't me. That was a fake story. No, I reckon.
Do you think anyone was ever, have you felt that before, Fee?
No, I had one boyfriend that just forgot to ask. Like, he'd introduce me to people as his fiancé. And I go, missed the whole, he just assumed. Like, we were looking at rings and things, and I remember going, I think.
Yeah, but you need one.
That, yeah.
I thought
but
Nick
I also
was,
wanted to get out, so it was
I thought Nick was going to say, do you reckon anyone's ever going to do it? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was asking if it had ever had that feeling of like you turn up to a restaurant or there's a holiday and you go, let's go for a beach walk. Yeah. You think,
what about the scuba diver in Hawaii?
Zip liner? No, I can say.
Imagine you put a ring on the zip liner and put it all the way down to you and you had to catch it. That'd be pretty cute.
In a very revealing moment, I can honestly tell you it's never felt right. I've never had that feeling of, yes, you're the one. Which is fine.
That's okay.
Good.
It'll come.
That means they're out there.
It'll come.
Are they?
Oh, it is. Ooh.
Jamie_box. In Altona. Hi, Jamie.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jamie. Have you gotten a no?
I've gotten a no and a walkout.
Oh, wow.
My brother used to play for the Tigers. So after a winning game, went back down into the room, so in front of all the team players. Got down on the knee, asked, and she walked away.
Oh, Jamie, was that the end of the relationship or?
Yeah, 12 months in, never seen her again.
Whoa. Oh. I never seen her again. What's your brother's name?
You know him. You've actually given him a medal at one game in Albury. I won't say his name, but you know him first.
Oh.
You gave him the medal on the day.
Yeah,
Jamie.
Okay.
When you played against him, so.
Jamie, you've put a lot of pressure on yourself there because what you've done is taken your hopefully fiancé, you've taken her into a room with like 20-odd of the fittest units and gone, commit to me, the man drinking, watching them play.
Did he also play at St Kilda?
Sure did, mate.
Between
us.
I'll just keep that to myself.
Jamie, great story, though. Thank you for sharing
Never
that.
Never saw again.
Yeah.
No, his brother's one of the great men. Good football.
Yeah. Have you moved on now? Are you in a relationship?
Yep.
Is that why your brother got delisted as well?
Yeah, that was the one. I embarrassed him.
101.9 The Fox.
And we are on a mission. We are on a mission to make sure no kids go without Christmas presents this Christmas.
This holiday, no kid left out. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
Yes. We're doing it for the kids. It's been a really tough few years and lots of parents we know are struggling to even pay the bills, put food on the table. So getting brand new Christmas presents is a really big ask. And we just want to make sure that all kids get that special feeling on Christmas morning when the present that they want is under the tree. So we are getting those presents. We're raising money and you can head to fox.com.au. There's a donate now button, and honestly, it can be $5, it can be whatever you want it to be. And I think a great way of looking at it is whatever you were going to buy when you go to buy a present for your own kid, think about maybe just donating the same amount and that giving back. And we are such a generous city, and we've all got each other's backs. We've had some incredible donations, and one that we saw yesterday, and this just goes to show what an incredible community we have here in Melbourne. A charity called All Care Australia donated $5,000.
Wow.
That's so wonderful. And we've reached out. They didn't know this, but we did want to speak to them. So we reached out, and we've got Dominic from All Care Australia joining us now. Hi, Dominic.
Good morning, guys.
Dominic, we noticed this donation, and it's so generous, from your own charity, All Care Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about All Care?
So at All Care Australia, we're a therapeutic residential care provider for young people on child protection orders. So we have around 35 homes and 50 young people living in our care 24/7, supported by our staff. A lot of them have complex trauma histories. We work off a relationship-based care framework, because we believe that building a good relationship with a young person will achieve great outcomes for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. What an amazing initiative. And Dominic, you'd see sort of firsthand these kids, you know, maybe Christmas isn't something that they necessarily look forward to. It must make a huge difference seeing kids, displaced kids like this, get their Christmas presents.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an ethos that each young person deserves to feel safe, special and loved. This donation was us, I guess, contributing to the greater community, apart from the young people that we already support ourselves. My partner actually was on our way home from a night out, and she came across the link and said we should donate to this. So the next day we sure did. We donated.
Well done,
$5,000 for your own charity, a wonderful charity there, All Care Australia. We really appreciate this, and knowing that this money will go towards brand new
That's
Christmas
huge.
Presents for
$5,000 for the kids.
So generous, Dominic.
And Dom, your partner, what an absolute legend. Coming home from a big night out, normally I'm just thinking kebab. And she's like, how can I help kids?
No, we was coming home the day after of a big night out.
Oh, so you've been on a bender. That's amazing.
Charities helping other charities. It's a beautiful thing.
That's the best thing. Because obviously you've got your own charity in All Care Australia, but to donate to another charity... That's huge.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Thank
wow,
you
well
so
done,
much, Dominic.
We had the CEO from Anglicare Victoria call us yesterday as well, and pass on his thanks, which was much appreciated.
Oh, it is. It's just so appreciated. And I mean, 131060. We'll open the phones now. If there's something you'd like to donate, give us a call. We'd love to. And businesses, remember, if you want to get involved, we'd love to hear from you. We're aiming for $100,000. Where are we at the moment, Fev?
Well, with that $5,000 donation, we're up to $13,929, which equates to about 300, close to 400 toys for children in need. I've got another donation here. Can I read this one out? Because that's a big one. Bay the Label, which is obviously a, you know that word?
No, there? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
BAE.
They donated $1,000. And they feel honoured to be able to help Melbourne families out directly. So well done to them.
And thanks, Lisa babe. And Megan there, yeah. The
well
Bay
Megs-y.
Team. Well
Lisa,
done.
Hawthorne East, legends.
And remember, $5, it can be as little as $5. It can just be like,
it can be a dollar.
Everybody just gets involved, and we'll make sure no kids go without this Christmas.
Yes.
for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
We're doing it for the kids. It's been really tough, as we keep saying, few years, and we know that now, I guess coming towards Christmas, there'd be a lot of parents with a lot of anxiety thinking, how am I going to afford presents? So we're raising money. We're already over 13,000. We're going for 100 grand. We can do this. No children get left behind this Christmas. And as we said, that you can donate $5. We don't care what it is. If we all put in that little bit, we can make sure every kid gets that special buzz when they wake up on Christmas Day. Eleanor, is it Eleanor in Hillside?
It's Eleanor.
Eleanor, thank you for ringing and thank you so much for donating.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fifi, Fev and Nick. You guys are amazing in the morning. You really pump my day up and you guys always do amazing things. So thank you for the kids. Amazing, very touches my heart. We've got a 12-year-old nephew in our care, which we've had for 10 years, so it really touches a very soft spot for us.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, Eleanor. And it is, you know what? We've just got these microphones. Why not reach out to everybody listening
Absolutely.
And do this? Because it's, I think everybody's looking towards Christmas and going, hang on, oh gosh, I don't think the kids are going to get what they want this year. And you know, so many children that are displaced, but just even families that are struggling, and to reach out and say you want some help, we're here for you. And we appreciate that donation, no. Eleanor. William, with his mum Anita. Are you there, Will?
Yeah.
William, you're 10.
Yeah.
And well done. And did you want to donate to so other kids aren't missing out this Christmas?
Yes. On behalf of me and my sister, I want to donate
$200. Whoa!
Oh, William!
Clear out the Dolomites.
Well,
done. Throwing cash.
So beautiful. Gee, that touches me.
Cashed
little
up, Will.
Kids ringing in so other kids don't miss out. It's a beautiful thing, William.
What's your sister's name, Will?
Charlotte.
Well done, Charlotte. Charlotte and Will. Hey, Charlotte.
There you are, Charlotte. And Anita, so what a mum. I think this is great to encourage our kids to make sure that other kids are being looked out for. So thank you so much.
Kids.
And really generous $200. We've got Carlos in Moorabbin. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, Fifi. How are you doing?
Really well, Carlos. Would you like to donate for kids so they get their Christmas presents this year?
Absolutely. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job and such a great initiative. And through the company, I'd just like to donate $2,500 to them.
Whoa!
Carlos, what's your company? Now, what a generous business. You deserve a big old plug.
We're based in Melbourne. We're called Freezo. We manufacture slushies. We
yum.
Buy them through the schools. So it's just such a great way to give back. And it's such a great initiative. And we sometimes forget how blessed we are. And,
yes.
You know, how these kids
are. We do. And I think, you know, if anybody, because I feel that at the moment, I feel a bit guilty that, you know, if I can afford presents for my kids, why can't we all dig deep and make sure that other kids aren't missing out? And Freezo, that is so generous. Well done, Carlos.
Awesome, guys. Thank you for the job you guys are doing.
I tell you what, Carlos, what a great Christmas present that'd be for a kid.
Slurping
machine.
Freezo. A slushy machine. Be sick.
Therese in Faulkner. Hi, Therese.
Hi, guys. You have no idea. You really touched me because last year Kmart had blasted to donate toys for children and I bought toys for $200. And this year, when you started that, I thought, oh my God, I would like to donate $1,000 because I'm so blessed with 7 grandchildren, and I love my family so much. And I think everybody in this world deserves a good life.
Oh,
well
Therese,
done, Therese.
That's so $1,000, and you're a regular caller to our show, and we love your florist. Why don't you give your wonderful florist a plug?
It's Alitalia Florist in Faulkner, 85 Anderson Road, Faulkner. We've been here for 36 years. Like I said, I'm being blessed. And I always try to help everybody around here as much as I can. And it's so important to be compassionate and, towards people.
$1,000, Therese, will go a long way for kids.
Far.
It's a lot of toys.
You're so generous, Therese. Thank you for that. Our Italia florist, and you're always supporting our bangers too at 6:30. So we really appreciate that.
I reckon if you walk into her shop boxer, you'd be walking in there flat going, I'm going to get some flowers. You'd walk out that happy. She just brings a smile to your face.
You do. You bring a smile to our faces, Therese. You're a beautiful, generous woman, and we really appreciate that wonderful, generous donation.
No, it's my pleasure. I love it. Love.
And thank you to Melbourne as well. If you want to get involved, fox.com.au. There's a donation. You can see it on the front page there. Click through the links.
We just made about 10 grand.
I know.
That's amazing.
Wild.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
One of us made it to a list yesterday, a broadcasting talent list. Now, this is the Australian Broadcasting. How do they compile this list? Not sure, but here we go. The most controversial broadcasters in Australia.
Oh, I thought it would have been like the best or best looking. Or
I've got to apologise again, everyone. Remember, I got in trouble earlier in the year. I was in the codes.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it you? Is it? You made the short list.
Yes, very good fit.
So we've and it's national list, so it's impressive to be on a Melbourne breakfast show and make a national list without it, because our show doesn't go national.
No, it doesn't, which is strange.
Okay, in at number one, good mate of ours, actually, Kyle Sanderlands, and you expect that.
Oh, yeah.
I expect that. And Kyle, he's a genius because he knows what he's doing. He's actually a lovely guy. We've always said this, but he loves to be controversial, so he'd be proud of that.
I'd never spoken to him until the day he called in. I was like, what a nice man.
Yeah.
Just really pushing buttons.
Yep. In at number two, Alan Jones.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And that makes sense. Yep. Just see Alan Jones. He's left his 2UE show in Sydney.
Gets big coin.
But wherever he goes, then he left Sky News and apparently everyone left with him. Everyone goes with, they just leave
they
when
leave,
he leaves.
Yeah. Most controversial is always a better list to be on.
Are you happy with this?
I don't know who's on it yet.
In at number three, Andrew Bolt. Very controversial.
It's paid well.
Number four, John Laws.
Who?
Well, is he still doing, is he still broadcasting? You don't know John Laws.
Yeah, he is. No. He's still going.
You actually serious?
Yeah, got no idea.
Peter yesterday. He said, what's Peter's last name?
Yeah, that's right. John Laws would be, I'm going to say, one of Australia's longest serving broadcasters.
Let it go.
Anyway, number five, Steve Price. Yep, number six, Peter Credlin. There's another Peter.
Peter Credlin, know who that is.
Number seven. So who we got here? We've got Kyle. We've got Alan Jones, Andrew Bolt, John Laws, Steve Price, Peter Credlin.
That's
very
all
controversial.
What about Stefanovic?
Besides Kyle, very right leaning.
Well, Karl Stefanovic's in at number eight. There's somebody above him.
Hmm. In seven.
Number seven, Brendan Favola.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys.
Controversial.
I know. I'm sick of carrying this show, trying to get us a bit more publicity. But yeah.
What though? I don't think that's deserved. I think controversial once upon a time. I think now just a rock solid stand up broadcaster.
You told our $1 million winner to bet half of it on Stakes Day because you'd still have half.
That's not controversial. Even that's smart.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight.